Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Is that Ozzy?
New Ozzy.
Yes, new Ozzy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. 5 o'clock hour, the NFL owners, the commissioner, and I guess 11, or is it, it's not 32. But there are reps meeting, and they're talking, and they're voting.
Here's what's there.
Allegedly.
Like I said, player leaders included Richard Sherman, Russell Okung, Calais Campbell, Michael Thomas from the Giants, and Matthew Slater. They've arrived at the meeting with the NFL Management Council Exec Committee that is underway right now.
Is this in Indianapolis, where also everybody's in town for the Combine as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Indianapolis, no longer Naptown. Everything happening there right now.
What's the big steakhouse there?
St. Elmo's.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Apparently a lot of business gets done that this week in that restaurant.
Yeah. It's great. Great shrimp cocktail sauce. Hot, spicy.
I've heard that it's fantastic.
Yeah. It'll open up your pores, man. It's good stuff. All right. Now, before we get to the rundown, because we gave Chris the hour off last because he had some stuff going on.
Thank you.
I think we've got it under control.
Thanks.
We're trying to bring the plane down at 6 o'clock. We're circling the city. It's a bit turbulent, but we're good. We had some equipment malfunction earlier. Not that you, the listener, needs to know that.
Not the Janet Jackson type.
No.
I didn't say wardrobe malfunction. That would be icky.
True.
All right. So what is icky is you had a dream with me in it. I don't know if I want to ask about this or not. I'm very uncomfortable all of a sudden.
Okay. This happened a couple of nights ago. Funny as hell. So you and I were sent out. I don't know what event we were covering, right?
Super Bowl.
All I know is it starts in like the Superstar Suite. You and I are in like this big suite.
I don't like how this is going.
No. And, you know, I remember you.
Where's Chris?
I remember you. Chris isn't there. I remember, you know. And we're in, like, part of the suite. It's a lounge area. And we were having a drink, watching TV.
What was I drinking?
I don't know.
Details.
It definitely was a cocktail of some sort.
Was it a Coors Light while you're having a vodka?
I don't know. But I know we were just relaxed. And we were talking about covering whatever event. And it wasn't sports. And I don't think it was political. However, this is how nuts my dreams can be. In walks, get a knock on the door.
Yeah.
And it's former president.
Knock if you're with me.
This is crazy. Former President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, wow.
And two Secret Service people.
Whoa. And we were just talking about that last hour.
That's what I mean. And so he comes in and I say, oh, Mr. President. And because of us, I just go, how are you feeling? He goes, fine. Very thank you. You said the same thing. Oh,
I'm polite.
We're wishing you well. So he's like, gentlemen, I need to ask you a favor. He said, they're redoing our room. I forget exactly what it was, but he said, can we stay here for an hour? Do you mind? Absolutely not. We said, sure, come on in. Then I woke up.
So you and me are hanging out with Jimmy Carter.
Subconsciously, it didn't see anything.
Craig and Pete.
Isn't that crazy?
Sitting in the suite, sucking back a few cocktails.
President Carter, there were two Secret Service guys with them. Yeah, and it was all cordial.
I wish I would have been there.
Yeah.
He's like, do you mind if I just hang with you gentlemen for a few minutes while I finish my room?
We should have been sucking down some Billy Bear's beers. Remember Billy Carter, the late brother of Jimmy Carter? He had his own beer line.
Did you ever try Billy Beer?
I was too young to try Billy Beer when Jimmy Carter was president.
Do you remember what the label looked like?
It was orange.
No, was it orange? I thought it just said beer.
Oh, no.
Honestly.
I thought it said Billy.
I thought it was silver and black and it said beer. You might be right. I thought it was silver and black and said beer, but anyway.
Wow.
But you had the peanut farmer, too.
Yeah.
Hold on.
More problems on your end? What's going on over there?
No, we're good. I got a Billy Bear.
I remember it just saying beer on it.
No, it just said Billy on it.
Oh, Billy. That's right. I know it said something.
It was a white can.
Yeah, with black.
With an orange background.
It was orange. I remember the orange.
And then in light blue, it just says Billy across it.
Now, here's if the dream had continued and I was in charge. Here's how it would have really probably played out, because you woke up in the middle of the dream.
Yeah.
So President Carter would be knocking on our door asking if he could hang in our suite.
Yeah.
And I would have said, well, Mr. President, as you can see, we're on the sixth floor. You're from Georgia, ceiling 5. Sorry, can't stay here. How about that?
No, and then the Secret Services would have handcuffed you. I would have made them handcuff you. It's a violation.
All right. I would... I would hang with any president of any party.
I don't know what made me think of that. I've always had crazy dreams my whole life.
Like to get a ride in Air Force One someday. That'd be cool. Very cool.
But I remember the president.
Come on!
The dream looked pretty good. Mm. Now he's yelling at inanimate objects.
What is wrong?
I'm trying to get to my dream interpreting website, and it's down for maintenance.
I can't read bad attitudes. Dream analysis.
No, you can't. That's what sparked my interest, though.
You used to be really good at this. Like, I would come in here and talk about dreams I had, and Chris, you'd be spot on.
That's the first time you've been in one of my dreams, and it was
thankfully.
I remember our accommodations were unbelievable.
Yeah.
I do remember we were blown away in this big lounge area watching a game. I know we were watching a game. I know we were having a drink. Mm. I don't remember what.
Do you know where you were?
No, I don't.
Green Falcon says Girl Scout cookies have peanut butter. Jimmy Carter had a peanut umpire. Pete dreams about Carter. That's the connection. That's how that happened. I like that.
But he was very receptive about, because Amelia said, "How are you feeling?"
He's like, how old is Jimmy Carter? Is he like 98? Or is he's not 100 yet? Is he?
He's not 100.
So here's what I got online.
He's well into his 90s though. Why don't you look that up?
To see your coworkers in a dream highlights aspects of your waking relationship with them, including 95. Difficulties and support. It signifies your ambition, struggles, and competitive nature. If the coworker in your dream are not your actual coworkers, then they may pertain to some psychological business that you need to work on. To dream you are training. No.
What about coworker and former 39th president of the United States?
Yeah, what if you have a president in your dream?
Let me go president. Let me see what they say.
Secret Service.
U.S. president. No, that makes a difference.
The Secret Service can wake you up in the middle of that thing and say, no, stop, knock it off. What does it say that Chris was not in your dream?
To see the president of your country in your dream symbolizes authority, power, and control. Your own personal views and opinions of the president and their actions will also play strongly in the significance of the dream. To dream that you are running for president signifies your thirst for power.
Remember, LeBron said he might run for president.
Right. Yeah. If you dream that you are the president and represents your high level of self-confidence, you believe that you can do a better job if you were in charge of things.
Yeah, but this wasn't that. It wasn't that type of dream. Mm. Whereas it wasn't a power trip or anything like that.
It was just a friendly little get-together.
Just a friendly get-together.
It means that you could get along with all types, Pete Shepard, whether it be the president of the United States or somebody that works here at the radio station or, you know, maybe works at your golf course. You get along with all types. That's what that means, I think.
Well, that's how it usually goes.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. So a coworker / former U.S. president, no dream interpretation for that?
No, and then I'm even going into a hotel. To see a hotel in your dream signifies a new state of mind or a shift in personal identity. Maybe
this was an ordinary motel.
Maybe you feel like you and Craig are becoming one, not physically, but on your wavelengths.
Yeah, but definitely not physically.
Right. All time late.
Time now for a Sports Center rundown.
No, not all time late. Don't be cocky. We've had 5:18 before.
Have we?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not even sure his equipment will fire. Let's see. Time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
How about that?
Wow, you showed me.
TNT has a doubleheader tonight out of the NBA. Starts at 7:30. Two best teams in the East get it on. On the basketball court, Raptors and Bucks in Toronto. That's followed by Zion and LeBron playing for the first time. Lakers host the Pelicans. That's scheduled to start at 10 o'clock. Joe Burrow met with media this morning at the NFL Combine and said, quote, "I'm a ball player. Whoever takes me, I'm going to go show up," when talked about the Cincinnati Bengals. And Ryan Day signing a 3-year extension pending approval by the Board of Trustees with Ohio State.
Yeah. You have 5 years left on your deal. Here's three more.
There's a lot of sports out there today.
I think we covered it all.
There's a lot of little sports out there. There's nothing big. There's a lot of little, though. There's a lot of nuggets.
Want to hear a little? This is a kind of a cute nugget back from my old neck of the woods. But this, I guess they do a feature every week with Taco Fall. This 5-year-old interviews him every week. This is kind of funny.
Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, I got it. It's 30 seconds. It's just his weekly question to Taco Fall. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Max and Taco, it's called. He's 5.
How old were you the first time you dunked the basketball?
that it?
Delay.
Hang on.
Does he answer?
Does Taco know the answer to the question?
Does it take that long for him to
hear
it?
Oh, I thought it was the whole thing. No, they just cut that. Oh, that was a preview clip. My bad.
Well, that was just one big tease.
That was awful. That's what happens. I should have played it before. But it says 30 seconds. Bad form.
Holy anyway, Toledo says it means Pete wants the show to be called Shepherd and Sheeman.
No, don't care about that nonsense.
Ray Romero, who's been listening from the first hour, says if you guys are serious about doing a 40-yard race with, in honor of the Combine, Dunbar High School track would love to extend an offer to add it to our March 28th track meet as a featured event.
I won't be here.
Oh.
But you guys can do it. I'll set that up.
Yeah, that's a rough. That's a tough way. That's a Sunday. No,
that's Saturday.
Saturday, because my birthday is the 26th. Yours is.
That is my wife's.
Oh, I will be here.
That's my wife's.
I
birthday.
Will be here.
On the 28th? All right. Well, Pete and I are out, but you're in. All right.
That's nice, though. Thank you for the invitation.
That was very thoughtful. That was very cool.
That could be. Well, that could draw attention.
Well, this 40-yard dash just got real.
I have to think about that.
Oh, man. All right.
Craig, you'll do it.
What?
You'll do it.
What?
The 40-yard dash.
Yeah, I will, but that's my wife's birthday, so I'm not doing it that day.
Well, the meeting might be early.
I did our texter party on my anniversary.
I know you did. I know you did.
So? I mean, I don't want to compare or anything like that and say that I'll put the show above, you know, home, but that's okay if you won't do it.
Well, you're really putting me on the spot here. I mean, really.
It's all true.
Let's go to the phone.
It's all true.
239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Oh, our man Sean from Florida Gulf Coast says he wants to talk about gentlemen comments. All right, Sean, how are you?
That says Gettleman's comments. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. Chris, stop trying to get Craig killed, by the way. Stop trying to get him killed. But I'm not too happy with what Gettleman said when he said he's open for trading the fourth pick, because we could use that to get Isaiah Simmons, because he's going to be one of the top picks for a linebacker. I don't want to see him go to another team when we could really use him to support our defense, because he could play any position, and that'd be great for the Giants' defensive scheme. We could use him for about anywhere. And I'm not really too happy about seeing us trade down just to lose him.
Yeah, but we're hoping to do something just to screw with Chris, because he's a Dolphins fan, and they're going to lose Tua because the Giants are going to let somebody else who wants Tua get ahead of them.
Sean, I don't think any nuts is going to happen until March 18th, until free agency begins. So I mean,
I hope not. I just want to see Giants draft Isaiah Simmons, because unless we try to trade up for Chase Young, which probably won't ever happen because the Redskins won't give up their third pick that easily.
Yeah,
I'd rather see us go and grab Isaiah Simmons as a linebacker and have him play any position that we need him to play.
Sounds reasonable.
I think everybody's comments are going to change dramatically, I think, and between the 16th and the 18th, and, you know.
Scares you about Simmons.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Jack of all trade?
Yeah.
Master of none?
Could be.
Believe you lined up at 8 different positions this year for Clemson football?
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive, but and he had a pretty good first half of the national championship, but the second half... Not his best.
A couple of things. First of all, just for the record, I did have my glasses on, too, when I said gentleman instead of gentleman.
I mean, it's Sean. You know Sean wants to talk either Giants or Guardians football.
Or the Tampa Vipers.
Right.
That's it, yeah. Let's see here. More text coming in on this proposed 40-yard dash.
It's not how...
Fainted during birth is texted in. Dunbar has arguably the best track in the area. Start stretching.
What does that mean?
It's a nice track.
It's a nice track. I mean, it's good form.
Yeah, well, what? So it's like, is it the actual like clay
it's
track?
Like the cushy
Not
kind.
Clay,
the
but
cushy,
yeah.
Cushy, soft
yeah.
kind.
Do I need cleats? Maryland, nice. I ran indoor and outdoor track cleats. Maryland Mike says, come out Saturday and see who has a heart attack first. Craig Sheamer to Pete Shepard.
That's how we'll sell it.
Overruled, says Craig can't do the 40-yard dash. His ceiling is 5. I could fall over and do 5.
He couldn't.
You don't think I'd fall over and do 5 yards?
You'd be 15 feet tall. No.
Oh.
Let's see.
Right?
Pineapple Pizza says, I hear a lot of backpedaling from Craig.
Ray says, meet starts at 8. Ray should take 10 seconds, LOL. Well, we'd be the grand finale, so people would have to hang around to watch us at the end, right?
Of course.
We don't want to interfere.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know what?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Got to start stretching.
Oh, light calisthenics.
I'll tell you what.
That'd be on a Saturday, right? At 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my birthday weekend? Ooh, that's not good.
Your birthday was like 2 days prior to that.
Yes, I'm celebrating. I celebrate the whole week.
He does it like a 13-year-old girl. It's his birthday month.
Right,
no,
I do, right,
but that,
right.
No, but it's my birthday. That's a Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It will be celebrated. Plus, it's the NCAA tournament.
Oh,
late games on Friday night.
No. That's,
yes.
28.
Yeah. Yes, yep, that's yep. The second. That's going to be the
I thought it was Final sweet, Four weekend where 16. It would be the Final Four on Saturday and the championship on Monday, but that's the following
it's
week.
It's
going
to be I'll regional, tell you what. Regional weekend.
I got my annual physical coming up, and I'll see if the old ticker's good enough to go, right?
When's your physical?
I had mine last week.
Actually, it's tomorrow.
Ooh. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Now, do you like, because like I know like you go to the dentist, right? You start brushing a little bit more about a week out. You start flossing a little bit more so you don't get that thing that I feel like every dentist tells everybody right. You need to floss
well,
more.
Well, you're the one that got the cavity. So, but yeah.
Which is ridiculous as well.
So you don't brush at night.
That's anyway. Not true. I do brush at night, just not every night.
But I know where you're going with this question.
Don't you feel icky if you don't brush before you go to bed?
No.
You don't wake up in the middle of the night
actually,
going,
no, I'll wake up the next day, the day after I've brushed my teeth at night. It's worse in there. At least it feels worse
no,
in there than what it is if I just go to bed at,
that's
you know,
disgusting.
And lean over in the middle of the night and take down a Samoa or a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, now, I know where you're going with the question here. It's taken a long time for you to get to it.
Yeah, what asking, was it? I forgot where I was going.
You want to shape it into have I been taking care of myself
right, a little
better.
Bit more.
You know, there's going to be blood work and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, that was the idea.
You have to fast tonight then.
Yes.
Yeah, but like 10 well, hours, 8 hours before or 12?
I don't have
12?
The blood draw scheduled tomorrow. I just have the physical tomorrow, and then probably they'll send me back for the blood draw.
Well, do they want you to fast tonight?
No.
Okay. So
no, I'm not doing any blood tomorrow, but I'm just saying it's coming.
Yeah.
And to Chris's point, now back in January, I thought, new year, new year's resolution. I got my doctor's appointment coming up in 6 weeks. I'm going to get this thing toned down.
But then the Girl Scouts showed up.
I had four Samoas at midnight last night. That's not going to be good.
Serving sizes 2. Which is ridiculous
but
on itself.
I'm not worried about that, but it was the box of two. The what? Entire box of tagalongs the day before.
Two what? Boxes?
Cookies. No, like
packages.
Everything set.
I know.
And it's ridiculous. I looked on the back of the Thin Mint box last night because I went in on a sleeve. And you know what the serving size is for a Thin Mint?
Two.
Four.
That's ridiculous.
Well, who the hell eats four Thin Mints? That's ridiculous. You eat sleeves.
I lost four when I'm done. That's ridiculous. So I'm more nervous about this physical than I've ever been in my entire life, Chris. To answer your
really?
Question, because I have let myself
let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
I was gonna sing it.
Yeah,
you did.
There you go.
They're
there you
on
go.
The same wavelength. You're
exactly.
Gonna be dreaming about me tonight.
I probably will be. But I'm very nervous about the doctor yelling at me. So there.
I'll be fine. They'll yell. They'll give you suggestions.
You pay them. It's fine. Can't yell at me. Go somewhere else.
Sham Sharania from the Athletic, who covers the Warriors. Steph Curry will return to Golden State this Sunday against the Wizards. He's on track for comeback 4 months after surgery on his broken left
hand. It's such a mistake.
Well, it's great for the fans. Otherwise, it's a huge mistake. But if you were a season ticket holder out there,
yeah,
you want to see him.
Yeah.
But don't complain if he gets hurt again or banged up again.
Harry Carey says, I'll come run with you guys as long as there's an ice-cold Budweiser.
Ice-cold Budweiser.
Grand Poobah says, my doctor told me fasting before a blood test has proven to be worthless and I no longer need to. Grand Poobah, I think you need to get a new doctor. Your sugar levels, there's no way they could be right if they're fasting
right.
Versus
you're
not fasting.
Your AC1 and your also your cholesterol stuff, you can't go out and have a full breakfast before you have blood work done.
No, it's ridiculous.
What you want
to
do is have the blood work done early so you don't want to be fasting.
I didn't know
hours.
That the first time.
What?
Were your numbers just through the roof?
No, I was like, when do you want to go get your blood work? I was like, okay, I'll call. I'll get an appointment set up. Hey, you got anything coming up? Yeah, we got tomorrow at 12:30. Great, put me down.
Tough.
Okay, you can't eat before.
Well, 12 hours. Sometimes it's 8. Sometimes it's 10. Sometimes it's 12.
Okay, at 12:30, you can't
12.
Eat that day, right?
No. Unless you had, if you could eat something maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning, that'd be it.
Steele Knoll is a dental hygienist, and she hopes that her favorite radio personalities are brushing morning and night and flossing. I am. I'm a good boy. No. I got
Catholic farters.
I got great teeth.
I love Catholic farters. I do.
I got good teeth.
You should pick a charity that each of you want to win and donate to have the listeners donate money to the winner's choice. Yeah, I kind of like that.
That'd be fun.
Yep.
I got a great charity.
The Chris charity?
Make a wish. It's granting my wishes.
Chris's beer fund.
Get a new production booth.
I wish to get a new Marlins hat this year.
IU fan, for some reason, says a pilot on a chartered flight told me having your phones on doesn't affect anything.
Well, are we debunking wives' tales now? Is that what this is coming to?
Giants fan, I couldn't fast due to my metabolism. I would be starving and eating something to eat. Well, eventually you are going to have to. If you have blood work done.
Here's the other problem.
You're going to have to at least 8 hours.
This is Fat Tuesday. This is Craig. Gorge yourself until you can't get off the couch.
So are you Tomorrow's going to the doctor Wednesday. First, or are you going to go to church first? You go to church on Ash Wednesday, right?
Yeah. I'll probably go in the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you play?
Yeah.
How do you play?
Well, we Catholics got like 80 options.
I know you do. Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot. I got to drive by a Catholic church on the way to drop off my youngest every day. And it's like, who the hell's getting out of church?
Okay, nobody says who the hell is getting out of church.
Phrasing of words. Who in the heck is getting out of church at 7:45 in the morning?
You ever see what happens in a big church parking lot after Mass? It's like everything that just happened in Mass goes out the window. You see more road rage in a church parking lot, I swear to God.
There's some there.
I mean, it's hysterical, the hypocrisy. It's like, you just get out, you're feeling good about yourself. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Bleepy, foul, filth, bleep, bleepity, bleep. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it could happen.
I just said five Hail Marys, and now I'm going to hell again.
Again.
What else is new?
Again.
Again.
All right. Tell you what, we're running late. Yep.
Hang on, Carlos. We'll get to you after the break.
We'll take some calls here at 239-337-ESPN. Oh, Chris is going to love this. He's on the phone. I got a giveaway. Let's see here. Caller number 9. 239-337-ESPN. All right, I got a couple of passes to Trucks Gone Wild.
You act like I just want to be talking to everybody on the phone.
You don't?
No. And by the way, that caller was calling to get onto me because apparently back in 2015, they figured out kangaroos can fart.
Somebody that just tuned into the show has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, research now suggests that this is not true. So
can kangaroos.
All right. In the meantime, wow, there goes. Do we have to redo our results on Wikipedia from last hour? Because that was the question.
No, we never got that. That question didn't matter.
In the 1970s, it's been suggested that kangaroos don't fart, or rather, the gas they emit contains very little, if any, methane. But now, new research suggests this isn't true. Methane is naturally created by bacteria in an animal's gut.
All right. Another hard pivot. I've had more hard pivots in my career.
But there's a lot of people that have pets in Australia that say, no, that's wrong. They do fart. All
right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They do fart.
Yes.
Kangaroos fart.
Yes.
Fact.
Some say no, but some say yes.
Okay. Can I do this contest now?
Caller 9.
Caller 9. Well, they've already heard that.
Trucks Gone Wild.
A couple passes to Trucks Gone Wild. Yeehaw! At the Redneck Mud Park. March 19th through the 22nd, everybody, 4 full days of mudding and trail riding and musicking and racing and contests and vendors and more. The Mega Mud Truck races at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Camping is included in your ticket price, and you must purchase an advance discount ticket online to come on the Thursday, too. It's the biggest spring break party in the South. Visit redneckmudpark.com for tickets and details. However, caller number 9 right now, 2 passes, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Trucks Gone Wild, Redneck Mud Park, Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, and, you know, we are men at work, on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. All right. First of all, congratulations to Bama Smitty.
Bama Smitty.
Regular texter to the show. Won the Trucks Gone Wild contest. Going to be giving away a couple of those every day the rest of this week. Congratulations. Did he bust off a Roll Tide?
Oh, yeah. We got a couple Roll Tides
nice.
In there.
Oh, that's nice. All right. I did our
even throw in one Roll Damn Tide. How about that?
All right.
How about that? Because it's passion.
Passion. Mm-hmm. Our crack research staff during the break on whether kangaroos pass gas, and then I have an addendum to this. Nearly all animals burp and fart. Kangaroos, however, are special. The gas they pass is easy on the planet. It might even be called green gas because it contains less methane than emissions from other grass grazers. Say that.
Like cows.
Three times fast. Such as cows and goats.
Koalas.
Octopi don't fart. No do other sea creatures like soft-shell clams and other sea animals. Birds don't either, by the way.
Really?
Meanwhile, sloths may be the only mammal that doesn't fart, according to this thing here on the internet.
Now, I wonder why that is, because sloths have the slowest metabolism in all of the animal world.
What, 20 hours a day?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I would love to be a sloth.
Pineapple Pizza says I'm a reptile breeder and can tell you that snakes fart.
That's not what the internet says. The internet does say that there is a smelly secretion that will come out of some snakes. Underutilized word in the English lexicon.
What?
Secretion.
Yes, Chris. For good reason.
Just an observation.
By the way, Jerry Jones is in Indianapolis meeting with the fellow owners of NFLPA.
Well, aren't all the owners there? Or
speaking of snakes.
Extension of the CBA.
Is it a select few or all the owners? I imagine
don't know.
All the owners have to be there. The combine's going on. I'm sure they're going to go across the street and have this meeting with the CBA deal.
St. Elmo's.
And then go to St. Elmo's for dinner. That's where Peyton Manning went every Sunday night after a game.
Not a great fan of that.
Really? What about losses?
Yeah, he went. Had the room downstairs.
Standing reservation, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All to himself? Whole room to himself?
Yeah, and he would frequently talk about it on postgame. All right, time for me to go to St. Elmo's. So everybody knew.
Really?
So if you can get in, you can go hang out with Peyton Manning. Have a steak and a shrimp cocktail.
That's pretty cool.
And another kind of cocktail.
What's your go-to steak at a steakhouse?
Oh, that's
For years, I did prime rib, but I've grown tired of it. So now more of the filet or
more
the
of
high
a filet
end.
Person?
Yeah.
If I'm going to go a good expense, if I'm going to
good
steakhouse,
expensive steakhouse,
then I'm going all out.
Yeah.
And that's like the not a filet, some kind of gigantic ribeye or some one of those big, gigantic steaks, the ones that they're like $65.
Like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, I'm going for it all. But like you, I love prime rib, love ribeye, love filet mignon, love a good New York strip.
I'm not big on prime rib.
Oh, I am.
It's got to be done right, and I feel like it's not done right most of the time. You get it at a silly brunch or whatever where it's been under the heat lamp for an hour and a half.
You got to make sure there's mid-rare left.
I agree with Chris. When I was a kid or a teenager, it was the greatest thing I've ever had. Oh. But then it seemed like it wasn't. I was disappointed several times in a row.
Well, it was special.
Not making it as much into the right way anymore. Telling you, though, with my little sous vide cooker, I don't need to go to high-end anymore. I can go get any piece of meat at any butcher and it'd be better at home. It's unbelievable.
You know what? I was going to answer this on the text, but we had a texter go, what happened to the music and all the podcasts? It sounds weird with no intro music.
Somebody noticed.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not allowed to. Turns out. We're not allowed to redistribute music through our podcast. So, if you listen to the podcast, there will be no rejoin music. It's just...
It's Sheeman Shepherd Unfiltered is what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly the acoustic version.
The acoustic version.
What do you call it?
It's stripped down.
Drake Francis, Pete, you're thinking of the tomahawk chop? Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
I know, something like that.
See, I'm big in the filet game right now.
Yeah. What's it called?
417 hits me with a porterhouse. And you've
mushrooms.
Got me. You're scratching me where I itch at that point. And hook, line, and sinker... A porterhouse that's cooked properly.
Now,
I've always loved steak.
I ask this question? I remember a show that we did where you were in the mood for a steak. You went on your way home and bought yourself a steak at a high-end, but not tonight, but before.
No. Yeah.
You didn't get any for the family.
I did a porterhouse that night.
That's what I was going to
ask. Yeah, I did a porterhouse that night.
That's what it was. You got a steak just for yourself that night and let the family just rot. They could eat whatever scraps they had.
Pizza.
Yeah, I did
was
a porterhouse. No, it was something else that I
did. Or did you get him a cheaper cut of steak and got you the porterhouse?
Well, first of all, the two kids, the one barely has teeth right now. Yeah, like, he couldn't do it. And then the other one, steak's not a good food for little kids.
Yeah.
They don't like how it's cooked.
Yeah,
they dip it in ketchup. So, no, you will get chicken fingers and dip that in ketchup. Not paying for steak to be dipped in ketchup.
Right.
And my wife's not a big fan of steak.
Really?
Not a dark meat person.
What's her? Is she more of a fish or a chicken? Or
chicken.
Chicken's her deal?
Chicken. Mm. Yeah. Not even fish so much, but she'll go chicken.
Delmonico, another great one.
Another great cut of steak. Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Chateaubriand.
What's a Delmonico?
It's just a great cut of steak. It's big.
Tonight we've got, what are we doing? Pork carnitas at my house tonight.
Pork carnitas. That's good.
It was nachos. Thank you, 6'3". My wife made nachos, which I thought, that's not a dinner.
Oh, that's right.
That's an appetizer.
And you had steak.
I love it
when our listeners know our lives better than we do because they remember.
Not just
anniversaries, birthdays.
I had a porterhouse.
Food.
And did you house the whole thing? You didn't give her a bite?
No, I gave her a bite, I think.
The dog got more.
Yeah.
She didn't get any of the filet side. She got the ribeye side.
The ribeye side. Wow.
Now, I believe, and I'm not an expert on the matter, but Chateaubriand and a filet, basically same cut, but it's the same part of the cow. It's just cut differently.
Really? Yep.
It's cut with the grain, not against the grain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a little bit more tender.
Oh.
Skirt steak, too, which is a lesser, but still, skirt steak can be very, very good. Made properly.
Skirt
it's
steak.
Cheap.
That's what
flavor.
You have to marinate it in acid.
Yeah.
Acid?
Well, you got some sort of citrus.
A lime, a lemon, an orange, something like that. And that really breaks down the fibers where it's really good at that point.
What are we having for dinner?
We had an unbelievable pulled pork roast last night. Oh.
I did a bone-in filet for dinner on Saturday night with a blue cheese butter compote on top. It was delicious. And I'm not even a blue cheese guy.
I've had unbelievable salmon and unbelievable pork roast the last couple nights.
Good times.
Tonight?
I think I'm having chili tonight. All right.
Chili.
Yeah, I think that's what's on the menu tonight. At Casa de Shimon.
Ooh, and then T-Bone says ribeye and Delmonico, same thing. Okay.
Sounds good.
Is it? Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
All right, we got some college basketball tonight. It is the North Carolina Tar Heels. I know, I'm trying to sell it, people.
NC State.
Taking on NC State.
Let me say this, as the program director, committed to this game back in November, so I thought it was going to be a better matchup.
They just got humiliated by the Wolfpack a couple days ago, a week ago, and now it's a rematch. I think it'll be an entertaining game tonight.
Oh, that makes one of us.
Yep.
All right, so NC State, North Carolina, 8:45-ish airtime tonight on 99.3 ESPN. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head on over there tonight. Watch yourself some NBA, some college basketball.
Get a steak.
Yeah.
Get yourself a big steak, porterhouse, filet, all the above, and a 29-degree beer. Steak and a beer, nice combo. Or maybe, glass of red wine. It's all good. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. All right, let's see. Birthdays today. Bobby Riggs.
Happy birthday, Riggs!
Well, he's dead now, but that's okay.
Lost to Billie Jean King at the Astrodome.
Yep. Billy Packer.
Packer!
Still with us. George Harrison, no longer with us.
No.
Beatles, overrated. Kurt Rambis.
Stop.
Rambi.
Clark Kent.
Paul O'Neill, not only a Yankee and a Red, but also on Seinfeld.
Oh, that Paul O'Neill.
That Paul O'Neill.
The first baseman who wore the helmet, Paul O'Neill, right?
No, he was a right fielder.
Yeah.
Who's the first?
John Olerud.
John Olerud.
Yeah. Also played on the Yankees for a while. Yep. Seattle.
Easy to mix those two up.
Okay. Joakim Noah.
Joakim. Go Gators.
On this day in 1964, Muhammad Ali, he was Cassius Clay then, knocked out Sonny Liston in seven rounds. First heavyweight championship title. Also, Bruce McNall, Wayne Gretzky, and John Candy, great comedic actor, in 1991 bought the CFL Toronto Argonauts. Mm. And on this day, in 2019, James Harden, scoring streak of at least 30 points, ends at 32 games, only scored 28, and the Rockets win over Atlanta. Holy second shit. Longest mark ever. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, just real quick, I gave you another lock of the night. Love this one. Gave you Florida State last night. I know early on. And that's why I don't get carried away. A team gets down by 6-7 points in college early. They just steamrolled Louisville at the end. The Iowa Hawkeyes, I'm going with Michigan State tonight, -8. And I'll tell you why. And you know I love Luka Garza. One of my favorite players in the country. But listen to these numbers, okay? This is just one of those times where you can't win, Rock. They just don't win in East Atlanta. They just don't. Iowa just doesn't win there. They dropped 4 straight over to the Spartans. 13 out of 15 in the series, dating back to March of 2011. By the way, the Hawkeyes have lost their last 5 road losses in the series have come by an average of 19.2 points. Their record in East Lansing in the last 21 meetings is 1-20. They have not... They've dropped 20 of the past 21 in East Lansing, dating back to January of 1994.
That's a long time ago.
Did you just bank something? What did you do?
Reese's
genius sent us a
usually
picture.
Sends us oh very nice oh. pictures. This is a bad one.
Broken ankle.
It's of a broken leg.
Oh, gosh.
Why would you ruin your streak like that, Reese's? Don't do that. That's a disgusting
picture.
So,
Michigan
picture.
State -8 tonight, kids. Remember. They have not won there since 1994.
So you're saying they have a chance. All right, Chris.
Lay the 8.
All right, recap. We lost last night, but that's okay. 17-11 in 1 year to date. I also, Pete Shepard, am going to lay 8 points. Different game, though.
Oh.
Still laying 8 points. Oklahoma City is in Chicago tonight. If you know anything about betting on Oklahoma City, when they are on the road, they are a covering machine.
They are
21-6 against the spread on the road this year. The Bulls, they're downward trending, bad trajectory. 1-7. One and eight in their last 9 games.
Okay,
go with the Thunder, the surprise team of the Western Conference this year. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Chris Paul got traded? Oh, it's just a matter of time before he's gone. Not the case, huh?
No. All right, very good. Should be a big night. That'll do it, ladies and gentlemen. What day is today? Tuesday? Oh yeah. Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras. For Chris. Are we giving a signal or not? For Chris. For Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman. I think I'll run for president someday. God bless America!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.